Let's talk a little bit here about political parties. In the United States, we're so wed to the notion that there are only two parties. Most of the world is not like that. Most of the world has multiple parties, which provide the public interest more access to their representatives and more input into public policy. Since the Civil War, we've been a two-party system. The Republicans are primarily a conservative party. They tend to be made up of a wealthier and whiter base, and mostly male. They stand for less government involvement, lower taxes, smaller safety nets. Whereas the Democratic Party is more liberal, supports a widening of safety nets, a redistribution of wealth, and more government involvement in people's lives. These two parties dominate the United States, but in overseas, in other countries, you have multiple parties. And you have everything from the States' Rights Party to the Green Party to the Social Democrat Party to the Christian Conservative Party. All sorts of parties rally around different issues with different involvement by their people. Now, how this plays into a parliamentary government is that in a parliamentary government, when you're choosing your prime minister out of the majority is not necessarily a single party. So if, let's say, the Christian Democrat Party in Germany takes 22% of the vote, and the Green Party takes 20% of the vote, that's 42% of the vote that they have in the legislature. They need 8% more in order to get a majority. Well, let's say that they have the left party is 12%. Now they can form a coalition between those three parties, and then out of that coalition, they choose the prime minister who runs the country. And this is just a small little example of it. The main thing is that most countries have multi-parties. In the United States, we have two parties who seem to be gridlocked against one another in a presidential democracy system which encourages that gridlock.